It's been nearly 4 months, and very few details have been released about the case of David Josiah Lawson, a Humboldt State University student of color who was murdered in April this year. Janae Sykes, who attends HSU, said this year it's difficult for her and other students of color who just wish their community would support them.
We feel like there's nothing being done for my friend Josiah, and he was just such an amazing soul. And I'm very grateful that I had the chance to know him. And it breaks my heart and it aches because I really wish that he was still here with us right now.
Holding vigils is what some believe keep this case relevant. For others, it's what holds city officials accountable, including Arcata Mayor Susan Ornelas.
It is very difficult. I understand it has been 4 months, and that seems very frustrating to people. I get that. I'm frustrated too. I have this picture in my living room, and I see it every day. I think about David Josiah every day. I talk to people at the city about it. Our police, this is an absolutely open and daily investigated case. I hate that it's taking so long. I wish we had something, you know, but we don't yet.
Mayor Ornelas, who was open to comments and questions during the vigil, faced some criticism from students of color who felt the city was not acknowledging them and what they could do for the community. Graduate students like Aaron Youngblood Smith called upon people to take action.
We already lost Josiah. We can't bring him back.
Well, see,
and there's a lot
this.
Of pain here. And I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at this community to say, hello, we need to wake up and say we need to change things. All of us together.
She continued to say that the city needed to use students of color in order to fully understand what they go through on a daily basis in town, and that this was not the first time people of color faced violence within Arcata.
We walk through these streets every day feeling like we don't belong here. And so it's your responsibility to say, hey, these students came here, they pay their money, they pay their rent, they shop at these stores, they go out to these bars. We are just as much of a community here as you are.
While little details and further information has not been released, the city is working with a former FBI agent who now works as a private investigator and was hired by the Lawson family. According to city officials, the investigator is set to arrive tomorrow and pursue the case. Meanwhile, people wait to hear updates and continue to gather until the case is resolved. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.